listener production.
Hey there, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. Police are investigating an incident in Geraldton involving a West Coast player. It relates to a traffic accident early Saturday morning. Tyler Brockman in the region attending a family funeral the day before. No one else was involved in the incident, and the Eagles say they're prioritising his health and well-being ahead of any return to playing. A helping hand for seniors across WA. The state government investing more than $8 million into expanding the delivery of the Seniors Card program and elder abuse support. Seniors and ageing minister Don Punch says it's an issue we need to combat.
Elder abuse we know exists. It's a scourge in terms of people who want to live the best lives being subject to elder abuse, particularly around issues around property and finances.
WA could be on the brink of a forest collapse. New research finding 1,000 k's of trees and shrubs are dying off from Shark Bay all the way to Albany. UWA's Nate Anderson is calling on everyone to help stop the devastation.
We've got a project called the Dead Tree Detectives, which is Australian-wide, and it's aimed at capturing where, when, and how trees are dying off. So if people do want to help, one of the things they can do is take photos of dead or dying trees when they see them and upload them to the Dead Tree Detective.
The pontoons at Geraldton foreshore are set to be temporarily removed today. It's for yearly maintenance and repair works, which are set to get underway during the winter months. The pontoons expected to be back in the water by September. In sport, Lafayama has suffered its first defeat of the season at home over the weekend. The Geraldton Reds losing out by just a goal to Northern City after recording a strong start on the road. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.